朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。我在祷告应该继续讲跟随耶稣的教宗心，还是针对父亲节，还是有一些特别的信息。还是因为我们想到前面有一连串教会这么多年轻人在主的面前有一些很好的服事，我觉得这是应该讲全家侍奉很好的时候。
So I feel this is a good opportunity to share about service of the whole household because so many young people are going to serve during the summer.
尤其今天又是地上的爸爸节，这是很好的机会。我刚刚听到佩天祷告说 Happy Father's Day， 我心里面蛮感动的。
And then today's Father's Day, I was so touched when I heard Brother Moses pray Happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father.
后来也有很多人这样子讲，我们真的是蒙爱的人啊。
We're so blessed and beloved.
我们能够在神的家中，在天父的世界里面享受他一切的恩典。
And we get to enjoy the Father's grace in the Father's world.
我要纠正培明弟兄刚才讲错一句话。
I need to correct Brother James.
说神给了我们一根很好的肋骨，其实是神把我们最好的那根肋骨给拿走了。
Brother James says, "Thank God for giving us a good rib, but the correct way of saying is that God has taken away one rib from us."
不然我们的弟兄们会更好哈，这个所有姊妹们的优点都会在我们身上。
Otherwise.Brothers will be even better than today.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
你看，连先生没结婚就低头。好，今天我们讲全家的侍奉。
Okay, today we're going to talk about service.
因为时间不够，我没有空多讲。但是这一趟在外面，每一次在外面服侍的时候，其实都很想回来。
Actually, every time we go out to serve, we wanted to come back.
每一次在外面虽然服侍的身体非常的累，可是看见圣灵的工作，就让我们靠着主就又再出发。
Even though it's very exhausting to serve outside, but because we see God's work, so we continue on.
特别特别，我们看见神今天在中国人中间做了一件很特别的事情。
Especially that we are seeing God is working something wonderful and special among Chinese.
虽然不信主的中国人也说，二十一世纪是咱们中国人的世纪。
Now, even though the non-Christian Chinese will say the 21st century is a century for Chinese.
很多的事实，很多的 data 数据都在证明中国是快速的成长。
All the data and information prove that China is fast advancing.
不管在经济上，在建设上，在国防上，在各方面，都在那里一直改变，一直改变。
In economy, in defense, in all areas, China is improving very fast.
而且中国人占了一个最强的这个强势，就是我们占世界的四分之一的人口。
And our greatest advantage is that we hold a quarter of the world's population.
然后现在中文又是世界上越来越普遍的一个语言。
And Chinese has become more and more a common language in the world.
所以我们在座的下一代，你不学中文真的是太可惜了。
So that for the next generation, it's a pity if we don't know how to.
那我今天要讲说，到底中国人神这样子的预备中国人，到底为了什么？
Now we want to see why God is preparing Chinese this way.
当不信主的人在那里骄傲说，二十一世纪是中国人的世纪。
And the Gentiles are.Boasting that the 21st century, the century for China.
中国的基督徒也一样讲说，二十一世纪是咱们华人，是咱们中国人的世纪。
And the way Chinese Christians also say that the 21st century is a century for Chinese.
但是我们稍微看一下。
But let's look at it closely.
今天有一个非常特别的现象。
There's a very special phenomenon.
就是全世界只要有人在，就有中国人在。
Wherever you go.In the world, as long as there are people, they're Chinese.
我不晓得大家相不相信这件事情。
Do you believe the same?
前两天菲律宾老弟兄跟我通电话，他说你看连这个阿拉伯那边杜拜都有200,000的中国人在那里做事情。
One elderly brother from England shared with me that even in the country of Dubai, there are 200,000 Chinese people doing business there.
我将近30年前到德国去出，20年前到德国去出差的时候，我很难得看到一个中国人。
20 years ago, when I went on business trip to Germany, I could hardly see any Chinese.
那现在那边到处欧洲各国都是华人。
But now, if you go to Europe today, you see Chinese everywhere.
那就是呢，我们有没有想过，难道这只是世界一个很自然的发展吗？
Have we ever thought this is just some natural phenomenon?
但是我们今天从属灵的角度看，不是这样。
But we don't think so. But from the spiritual perspective,
整个基督教一直有一个最终的目的，就是神给我们的大使命，叫做普世的宣教。这个大使命就是把福音传遍到地极，然后使万民做主的门徒。
Because our goal is the Great Commission. The Great Commission is to share the gospel to the ends of the world.
今天只有中国人到了全世界各地去了。
But yet today, only Chinese people they reach to through the ends of the world.
然后我们到了欧洲各国，到了澳洲，到了纽西兰，到了各地去，然后就发现中国华人的下一代，就是第一代移民，然后生出来的孩子。
And then everywhere we go to Europe, to Asia, to Australia, we notice something about the next generation Chinese.
不管你是 ABC, GBC, FBC, UPC, 反正你在哪里生的 Chinese.
Whether you're ABC, JBC, wherever you were born, the second generation Chinese.
我们到各地去都发现一件很特别的事情。
Everywhere we go, we see something very special.
会讲中文。
They will speak Chinese.
会讲本地的语言。
And speak local language.
本地的语言非常流利。
They speak the local language very fluent.
然后中文也不错。
And their Chinese are not too bad either.
你看，我们这次在柏林，这个孩子们有的他父亲是德国人，母亲是中国人。
This time we went to Berlin, we see some second generation. Some of them, their parents, maybe one of them are Germany.
你在马路上碰到他们，你以为他是德国人。
If you see them on the street, you might mistake them for a German.
高高的鼻子，那个样子就是德国人。
They're white with pointy nose.
一讲起中文来，流利的不得了。
Yeah, they speak fluent Chinese.
然后坐在底下听我讲到，不需要翻译的。一堂又一堂坐在底下听我讲。
They can listen to my messages without translation.
我们到法国去，到意大利去，到英国去，都是有这样子的孩子。
We went to England, France, Italy. We see such people everywhere.
就是问你们有没有觉得神正在做一件普世宣教的布局啊
？Don't you think God is preparing? He's setting up this global evangelism for China.
我们的下一代，他们能够说当地的语言。
Our next generation can speak the local language.
如果在各地的教会，特别是海外移民的教会，如果教会刚强的话，
those overseas Chinese churches, those immigrant Chinese churches,
如果教
strong,
如果教会属灵的话，
if the church are spiritual,
我们好好的把下一代能够带到主的面前，
if we bring our second generation to God,
他们直接就可以对当地的人传福音了，
and then they can share the gospel to the local people.
我们没有大中国主义，叫他们向中国人传福音。
We're not so narrow-minded that they can only share the gospel to Chinese.
19世纪、20世纪有这么多的宣教士抛头颅、洒热血，抛弃他们的家，来到中国向我们传福音。
In the 19th and 20th century, so many your Western missionaries they left their homes to share the gospel.
才有今天这么多的中国人得救。
So that so many Chinese people are saved.
也才有我们今天坐在这里。
So that we are sitting here today.
所以有人说21世纪是中国人还债的日子。
So some says the 21st century is the time for Chinese people to pay back the debt of gospel.
还福音的债。
To pay back the debt of gospel.
那我们现在到德国去。
When we go to Germany today.
你看我这次到柏林去呢，在我们讲完道的时候，空了一天，有一位德国人。带领我们两个人去马丁路德的 hometown 故居去看。
This time, when we were in Berlin, we had a one-day break, and a German brother took us to the hometown of Martin Luther.
这是宗教改革的大本营。
And this is the hometown, the birthplace of of a religion revolution.
所以这个柏林离这个。Wittenberg 不过才一个多钟头。
And that's about an hour's drive from Berlin to Wittenberg.
然后我先让你们看看我们来这边参加这个柏林聚会的照片哈。
I'll show you some pictures about this conference in Berlin.
啊，这是我们聚会的地方，不是去观光圣地照的。
This is our meeting place.
啊，我寄照片回来的时候，更像说余弟兄啊，大概这是你这一辈子去过最漂亮的教会啊。
When I sent this picture, Sister Guishang said, "Oh, brother, you is this the prettiest church you have been to in your lifetime?"
啊，那虽然它很漂亮，但是我最温馨的教会还是这里。
Yes, even though that is pretty, but I still love this place the most.
他们教会报名上次在教会名单里面有3000多个人。
So this church on the membership list there are about 3,000.
你知道他们每个礼拜天来聚会的人有多少人吗
？Do you know how many come to Sunday service on Sundays？
有没有人知道
？Can you guess？
猜猜看。
Can you give a guess？
30个。
Out of3,000 members, about 30 people come to Sunday service.
我告诉你，还有更多的教会早就已经卖掉了。
And there are even more churches that they had to sell their place.
我4年前到英国去的时候，那个连长的姊妹，她是COCM 的主席，她告诉我说，在英国的每一个乡下，原来都有一个教堂，现在几乎大部分都被卖掉了。
And 4 years ago, when I went to England, an elderly sister shared with me in.England, there used to be a church in every village, but now most of them got sold.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天宣教不是到那些还是要这个弄手吃饭、没有卫生、很落后的地方。今天全世界都需要耶稣。
So today, our mission field is not only limited to uncivilized areas. Everywhere people need Jesus.
今天中国的第一代的移民用尽的方法到世界各地去，哈，你在世界各地都看到人都是为了赚钱，为了有更好的生活。
Now, first-generation Chinese immigrants, they try all means to move to other countries for better life.
所以我们要祷告神，第一个让第一代的移民能够真正的属灵，建立起刚强的教会。
So our prayer should be that the first-generation immigrants will be spiritual and then they will build strong churches.
第二件事情我们要祷告的就是每一个家都能够好好的侍奉，把孩子带到主的面前来。
And the second prayer should be that every family will love the Lord and serve the Lord and bring their kids to God.
不光为了他们的蒙福，而且他们是祝福的出口。不管在哪一个国家，他们要成为那个国家的祝福。
So that not only their children will be blessed, but they will be channels of blessings to the local area, the local countries.
这不光是要中国人要骄傲，而是中国的教会要在主的面前扛这个责任。
So not only that China will be proud for the coming century, but Chinese church should carry on this mission.
我的负担太强了，才让你们看一张照片，我要讲这么多话。对不起，再看第二张。
Okay, second picture.
啊，这是在教堂的外面啊。他们，你看，这个教会只要有钱可以收入，他们就是任何人都可以来住。
Oh, this is outside the church. So whoever can pay the rent can rent a place outside the church.
所以我们要聚会以前，他们在外面摆地摊、摆摊位。这个教会外面都是在这个像这边的 free market 一样。
So this is right before service. Right outside the church, it looks like a flea market.
教堂里面可以喝咖啡，可以喝啤酒，就是租给别人。
Inside the church, you can have coffee shop or beer stops.
墙壁上挂的各式各样的画，不管是什么画展，你只要可以出钱，你都可以来住。
And then there are all kinds of paintings and arts hang on the wall. As long as you can pay for the rental, then you can rent a place at church.
下一张啊。啊，这是我们那天传完福音以后，我把时间交给他们的主席，有14个人当天得救。
That day, about 14 brothers and sisters, they accepted the Lord.
我们在柏林有9堂，我跟余师母一共有9堂陪你，然后加上1堂的福音聚会，所以那一天福音聚会一天，他们有14个人得救，他们都好高兴，跑到台前来。
In Berlin, Sister Nancy and I led 9 revival meetings and 1 gospel meetings.
其他的地方，我们在Düsseldorf 在河南，我们都只是陪灵，但是也有人得救，所以我们这趟出去大概有23个人得救。
So throughout the trip, about 23 people accepted the Lord.
感谢主哈，谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告。我们再看下一张。
Really, thank you for your prayer coverage.
这是我们到了河南。
Now we went to Holland.
鹿特丹。那边大概有4到5个华人教会。
There are about 4 to 5 Chinese churches.
我们在阿姆斯特丹降落，他们来接我们，那边也是有好几个华人教会。
We landed at Amsterdam, and then there are about there are Chinese churches too.
然后我们在这里聚会，有人从海牙跑来，从其他地方跑来，各地都有华人教会。
So while we were holding meetings, there are people from all over the place.
所以我们里面实在有一个很大的负担，希望教会复兴哈。
So we have this great desire that churches will be revived.
如果教会不复兴，家就不可能蒙福。
If church cannot revive, then families cannot be blessed.
家不蒙福，下一代就不可能被带到主的面前。
Families cannot be blessed, then we cannot bring the second generation to God.
所以我们再往下看啊，这是在荷兰的聚会。
This is a meeting in Holland.
我们是因为几年前他们叫我们去，我们一直没答应。柏林结束跟杜塞尔夫中间空了两天，我们临时打电话临时去，他们都来聚会。
So we arranged this meeting right after our meeting in Berlin, and then so this.And then they came to meet right away.
好，我们再看下一张。这是在 Düsseldorf。那 Düsseldorf 德国比较多是留学生，跟学者的人比较多，跟荷兰比较多一些，做生意的是不太一样的。
So this is in Düsseldorf, and then the people there are more foreign students or scholars, which is different from in Holland.Most people are business people.
但是大家都需要耶稣。
But everyone needs Jesus.
再下一张。这是他带我到这个马丁路德签了95条这个天主教罪证的那个门正在修，所以你看到这个侧门那边就是马丁路德签了95条罪证的那个门。
This is the place where Martin Luther posted the 95.
然后后面的那个 tower 是马丁路德有一首歌，我的神是坚固堡垒，大家唱过那条歌没有？当当当当当当当当当当，唱过没有？哦，那第一句话他就写在那个堡垒上面。好，我们再看下一张。
Yeah, this is the birthplace of the Reformation.
那这是他的那个门，现在是用铜刻出了95条。
That is the gate where Martin Luther posted the 95 things that the Catholic Church did wrong.
好，我们再看下一张。这是那个德国弟兄带领我们到马丁路德的故居，他的教堂在跟我们解释。
This German brother was explaining to us.The birthplace of the Reformation.
你可能会问我说：“余弟兄，你怎么懂德文的？”
You might ask, Brother Yu, how come you understand German?
你知道吗？这个人是拿了汉学博士的。
This person holds a PhD in Chinese.
他在台湾教这个，他在台湾学，然后拿到汉学博士，也到中国，也到台湾，然后呢？他是在2000年被我哥哥传福音传得救的。
And then this person learned Chinese. He's been to Taiwan and China and accepted the Lord from listening to my brother's message in year 2000.
他现在在教会最重要的服事就是服事这个叫什么 GBC。
Okay, now he's serving the German-born Chinese.
他跟孩子们讲德文没问题，跟父母亲讲国语没问题。
He could speak German to the children and then Chinese to the parents.
英文也讲得很好，我真想把他请到我们这边来。
And he also speaks fluent English.
孩子们，我真的给你们一个提醒跟一个挑战，也是一个怎么讲呢？就是告诉你们一件事情。
I really want to tell you, young people.
我相信没有多久，整个棒子交到你们这一代了
哈。I'm sure before long, this baton will be passed to your generation.
不管你将来到世界任何的地方，你都会碰到你们一样第二代的移民。
Wherever you go throughout the world, you will meet someone like you, the second generation Chinese.
你们永远有一个共同的语言，就是中文。
You always will have a common language that is Chinese.
你到哪里去，想跟别人分享，想跟别人传福音，想跟别人讲道，你永远可以找到有人帮你翻译。
Wherever you go, if you want to share a message, you can always find someone to translate for you.
虽然现在英文是一个第一个强势的语言，但是我相信中文会成为第二个强势的语言。
Yes, now English is the most common language, but I believe Chinese will soon become the second one.
而且我希望我们的度量不是只对中国人传福音，我们要去还福音的债，把福音传遍天下。
And I hope we do not.Limit our mission field to Chinese people, but we will repay the debt of gospel and share the gospel with everyone.
福音要传回耶路撒冷。
And the gospel will be shared and reach back to Jerusalem.
整个回耶路撒冷，这一路上都是回教国家。
But yet, from China to Jerusalem, we're gonna go through all the Muslim nations.
原谅我说，那块地是美国人踏不进去的，只有我们中国人踏得进去。
And that Muslim land cannot be touched by American. But by Chinese.
而且一路上都已经充满了中国人已经在那里。
And there are Chinese living in that piece of land everywhere.
我们要传福音。
So we got to share the gospel.
我们要为教会祷告，希望教会服事。
And we have to pray for church that the church will.
我们要为着每一个中国的家庭祷告，希望我们真正属灵能够带着全家来侍奉神。
And we have to pray for every Chinese family that the families will be spiritual and we will serve God with the children.
我们希望中国人给世界的祝福不是只是经济，不是只是其他方面的。
I hope that Chinese will not only bless the world economically.
我们属主的人知道有一个最重要的祝福是借着基督徒带出来的。
Because people of God know that one great blessing is through Christians.
我们要把主的救恩、把福音、把主的祝福、主的同在、主的生命带给整个世界有需要的人。
We got to bring God's life, God's gospel and love.To everyone in the world that needs it.
所以当我想到刚才于师母也讲到了，我们暑假现在有大孩子要出去宣教啊。
As Sister Nancy just shared that some young people are going to China.
然后暑假回来，这个高中生跟初中生又会带领小孩子们儿童班 VBS.
And after the mission trips, they're gonna lead children in VBS.
然后我想到这个我就很高兴，这叫做全家侍奉。
When I think about this, I'm so joyful because this is a service of the whole household.
我们如果去读出埃及记第一章的话
，If we read Exodus chapter
你知道世界的王一直有一个轨迹。
We know that the king of the world always have a same scheme.
对大人
，for the adults，
他就用多工辖制造人受苦。
They were he was slave drive so that they suffered.
天天为了谋生累得不得了。
And they will suffer, and then they get persecuted to make a living.
你说我们今天在职场上打工的人、做生意的人，大家是不是都是这样子的经历
？Don't we feel the same of those of us who work in the workplace?
好像一个督工在外面逼着我们。
As if there's a slave driver driving us behind.
老板的要求、工作的要求、这个生活的压力，都在这里逼着我们。
All the demands from everywhere and the pressure of life.
法老叫我们喝泥、烧砖、做田间各样的工作，天天摸的都是属地的事，我们没有时间管属天的事情。
The Pharaoh is forcing us to make bricks, and every day we're just touching the earthly things.
你看现在有多少的基督徒能够有正常的灵修生活，能够跟谁有正常的关系，这么亲密，随时可以开。口祷告，所以你发现都被仇敌破坏的一塌糊涂。
Now, how many Christians can have a regular devotion life and they have an intimate, closer relationship with God and can pray anytime?
因为天天摸的都是属地的事，消耗我们累得不得了了。
Because we are all consumed by worldly things.
这是仇敌给大人的工作啊。
And this is the enemy for the adults.
仇敌对孩子呢
？And what about for the children?
大家记不记得出埃及记第一章仇敌对下一代的？态度是什么
？Do you remember what the enemy did to the children, the children, the babies?
所有的男孩子生出来就杀。
And the enemy will kill all the male babies.
为什么
？Why?
为什么要杀男孩子
？Why kill the male infants?
他第一个目的，第一个轨迹是要同化这个民族。
So the first scheme is to assimilate this nation, this race.
将来这些女的没有人可以嫁，只好嫁给外邦人。
So that all the women have nobody to marry but marry the Gentiles.
神家圣洁的血统，这个属神的子民这条线就被切断了。
So this pure bloodline get cut off.
第一代是同化，而接下来就是断代。没有下一代。
So the enemy is trying to assimilate the first generation and exterminate the second generation.
这是三千多年前历史上发生的事。
So this is something happened in history.
这件事情今天一直在发生。
But yet this thing continued to repeat throughout history.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。